Good morning. I'm glad to be here with you. I'm glad that each and every one of you is here with us this morning. Thank you for coming. And thank you for the lighting of the candle this morning. That was beautiful. And for the prophecies that you've shared with us this morning. And this candle is called the candle of prophecy or the candle of hope, because the prophecies that are connected with that candle are all about hope. And that's part of my message. I'm not trying to add to what you've said. This was a beautiful introduction to my message this morning. And we're going to be reading from Isaiah 11, 1 till 10. Isaiah 11, 1 till 10. And hearing about the hope. And we're going to be talking about when God speaks, when heaven speaks to us. A shoot will come out from the stump of Jesse. From his root, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decision for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion, and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, the young will lie down together. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy one, all my holy mountain. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the water covers the sea. In the day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his rising place will be glorious. This is the word of the Lord. So we have at our church a Bible study in Arabic. First of all, have you ever wondered how God's voice will sound like? Would it sound like Morgan Freeman's voice, you know, because he always plays, you know. So in our Arabic Bible study, someone asked me, why is God not speaking the same way he did in Jesus' baptism? We were talking about when Christ was baptized, and then a voice came from heaven. This is my child, this is my son, in whom I am delighted. And she said, why is God not speaking the same way he did at that time? She wished that God would speak to her out loud. Give her an answer, show her a sign. And she said, it's been a long time for the people of God since God spoke so clearly. This is in her mind. Since the signs were so obvious that everyone around knew that something extraordinary was going to happen. Once upon a time, there was no denying when God spoke. Things changed. People moved. They were dramatic. They were amazing. There were amazing demonstrations of God's power. And I'm talking about the stories we all know, the Sunday school stories, that the tales of when heaven speaks to us. The act of creation itself. When God spoke, the sun and the moon were born, stars lit the sky, the earth formed, oceans divided, forming land, Plants grew, birds and animals covered the ground. Just when heaven spoke, Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden, walking and talking in perfect fellowship with God, until their relationship was disrupted by sin. Noah heard God. He heard God call, and he built a boat, rode out the flood with his family and all the animals with him. And he received God's promise in the form of a rainbow. Abraham, whose visitation from God brought the news that this old man and his old wife would give rise to a nation, the nation of Israel. Multitudes of people of God in the person of a child. Their child, a child of their old age. Amazing things happen when God speaks, right? And this lady was asking, why is God not speaking the same way to us? Moses, who had repeated encounters with God, a burning bush that was not burning. Can you even imagine that? A burning bush, and not only that, the bush spoke. Plagues and Passovers, pillars of clouds and pillars of fire guarding the people in night. Time spent with God in a cloud on the mountain with thunder and lightning crashing around them. Then he comes down with his face so changed that he had to put on a veil so that the people could stand to look at him. And then he comes down holding two tablets of stone, the foundation of the written law. Samuel, who was awakened in the night by God calling him, and him answering with a life of service, saying, speak, God, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Elijah, who challenged Baal's prophet to see whose God would speak the loudest, and was answered when God sent a fire that consumed everything. So I told her, are you sure you really want to hear God speaking in the same way he spoke in these events? Sometimes it's scary, isn't it? And then Isaiah, we've just read from him. We all know Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet who foretold the coming of the Messiah. There are certain familiar passages we know from Isaiah. In the 12th chapter, we find what's commonly known as the first song of Isaiah. Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in God and not be afraid. The 9th chapter of Isaiah, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, Isaiah's writings are generally thought to be primarily or mainly concerned with judgment. But as we've just read, there is far more to Isaiah's message than a cry of judgment and punishment. Isaiah also writes of God's promise of salvation, God's divine determination, to break sin's grip on this well-loved world. Although this world is flawed, but God is determined. Isaiah wrote some of these verses when the Assyrian army was coming down through the hill country of Israel, destroying and bringing terror with it everywhere it goes. Nothing was spared, not even the trees. They were cut down to the stump. Yet in the midst of such pain, in the midst of such uncertainty, Isaiah reads and writes these poetic words. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of its roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon the one who is to come. And we anticipate the coming. the spirit of wisdom and understanding. The wolf shall lie with the lamb, the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and a little child shall lead them. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God, just as water covers the sea. I love these images of poetry, because all these images are coming into my brain. Just when the people of Israel and Judea thought things couldn't get any worse, Isaiah offers them a vision of a new beginning, a vision of hope. That new beginning came when heaven spoke one more time, when God sent his angel to proclaim the birth of Christ. Jesus came to be many things. The Messiah, the anointed one of God, the Savior, the Lord. Yet Isaiah describes him, the coming of the Messiah, as the coming of a servant, the one who would suffer for and serve his people, the one who would come to bring righteousness and justice, mercy and grace. This servant, says God through Isaiah, will come not with trumpets and fanfare, not with torches or swords, but with a quiet voice and a gentle spirit, with loving persistence and a constant care for his people. And he will come to be a light to the nations, to restore sight to the blind, and to release those who are in captive. Who Jesus is, according to the Gospel of John, is the Word of God. The Word of God in flesh, incarnate for us and in us. This gives a whole new meaning to what happens to us when heaven speaks. When God speaks, as we find grace, power, and the presence of Christ in our lives, in our fellowship, in our services. When heaven speaks, when God speaks from heaven, things change. When heaven speaks, lives are changed. When God speaks, everything takes notice. Everything listens. And if we do not speak about the greatness of God in our turn, then creation, down to the very little rocks, will witness to the goodness of God. This is happening each and every day. Every time somebody goes out on a tour, the stones are here in Israel are testifying to God's goodness. So this happens each and every day. But God did not stop speaking. And this is what I said to this lady. Heaven did not stop speaking. God did not stop speaking. He is still talking and speaking even today. And this is where God speaks today. He speaks in our words, in our actions, in our kindness to others, and in the way we live out the great love we have received. Our brother talked about being united in love. When we live out the great love we have received, God speaks. And I'm going to show you a few pictures now. God speaks when we pack up a shoebox to send to a child we don't know. And if we can show the first picture of Owen, it's called Owen 1, I think, who will hear for the first time about Christmas and the Christ who came for love and peace and justice for all people. And I'm sure some of you are familiar with this, and I've seen some of these boxes here in Israel, but here they have different colors. They're yellow and red. And these are shoe boxes that are being packed. And if you go to the next picture, all over the world, not just in the U.S. This is my friend Owen, so I had his permission to show this picture. But all over the world, they're in the U.S., they're in Pennsylvania. Thousands of churches around the world are packing these boxes, and they're going to be sent to Asia, to Europe, to Africa, South and Central America. And children all over the world will, for the first time, hear about Christmas and the Christ who came for love, for peace, and justice for all people. And you know what? As a little child, I received one of these boxes. And inside that box was a little note that told me that I am loved by God, and told me that people care about me, and told me that people are praying for our region. This is when God speaks. Heaven speaks when we deliver a meal to someone who might otherwise not eat that day. Let's go to the next picture. This is in Jordan. This is this last Wednesday in Jordan. These are all refugees, Christian Iraqi refugees. And then the next one, you'll see also another picture. And Syrian refugees receiving clothes for the winter and food from the church. And Narkis congregation was involved in this in the past. And this is when heaven speaks. Heaven speaks, God speaks when we deliver a meal to someone who might otherwise not eat that day. And let's go to the last picture. Heaven speaks when we make room in our buildings and in our hearts for people in need. Heaven speaks when we welcome someone into our worship, fellowship, and into our service. And you can see from this picture, these are people that are from a different faith group. But this is when God speaks, when we open our churches to everyone, because that's when they will hear God speaking. God still speaks to us. And here is part of what he is saying. He is saying, let them come. Let them come. He's saying, tell them about my son. Tell them about Christ. Tell them about Jesus. Show them his love and let them sense his presence in you. Heaven and God still speaks through us as God's gathered people. As God's gathered people, God still speaks through us. And if I had a picture now and time, I would take a picture of each and every one of you, and I will put it up here, and I will show it next time, and I say, this is how heaven speaks. Because I know, and we've heard this morning from different people, and I know that are others here that are involved in different ministries. And this is how God, and this is how heaven is still speaking today. Through each and every one of you, through God's gathered people. When others see our love and Christ in it, this is when God speaks. When we share Jesus' kindness to others, this is when God speaks. God speaks when we welcome strangers into our midst. God speaks when we fulfill Jesus' commandment. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we stop there, right? Well, sometimes we do. And love our neighbors as ourselves. God still speaks. And I'm going to close with this final statement. The challenge. The challenge for you, and mostly for me, for all of God's people, is to speak clearly the words of heaven. God is love. This is what God said. This is how he described himself. God is love for you, for me, and for the other, for all of God's people, for all of his creation. Sometimes we are too quick to condemn than to speak the words of God. God is love for you and for me and for all people. Just as God spoke in Jesus Christ, the incarnate Word of God, so too today God speaks to us, and most importantly, through us. So we have to be very careful about our words, and this is the challenge, that's what I'm saying. God speaks through us. 99% of the time through our actions, because that's what people see, and that 1% through our words, and then that little 1% we still mess up. God speaks to us, and I'm going to say it again, because that's what a good teacher does, and through us. The body of Christ, we, the body of Christ, alive with the Spirit of God, are we speaking His words? Are we reflecting Christ? Are we incarnating Christ each and every day? This is how Isaiah described the coming of the Messiah. Isaiah said, he would suffer and serve his people. He will be one who will come to bring righteousness and justice, mercy and grace. And we are called to reflect Christ on earth. And that means doing exactly these things. Brothers and sisters, we should leave no doubt in the lives of anyone that God still speaks today. Amen? Amen. God bless you.